every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer. I just went 90 minutes with Dave. Just got done. So here we go. It's Wrestling Observer Live. I feel like I'm just extending the show that I just did. How you doing, everybody? We got a lot to get into here today. A lot to talk about. Last night was Dynamite. And it is the go-home show for this coming weekend's AEW Full Gear. We got Full Gear on Saturday night. There's a tailgate brawl as well. And we'll give you the full lineup for the show. We'll talk about last night's Dynamite. Thought Dynamite was good for the usual Dynamite time period, but that last hour, brutal. Brutal. I wouldn't say it wasn't like bad, but I mean the crowd was dead, and I think we've learned over the last well over a decade, 3 hours is too long for a television show. We learned it from Raw, we've learned it from SmackDown, we're learning it from Dynamite, and it wasn't just 3 hours, it was 3 hours with an overrun, because Tony just can't help himself, he just kept going! So we'll talk about that show here tonight. There's a lot to add to the pay-per-view coming up on Saturday. And we've got a lot of news as well. We've got the WWE. It's basically, they're not going to be in the country for a good part of the early part of 2026. And they've added some dates. We'll tell you what's going on there, all leading to the Royal Rumble in Riyadh. We got notes on the AEW Women's Tag Team Tournament, the best of the Super Junior. Actually, it's not the Super Juniors. We now got the Tag League. We just finished the Super Juniors. Now it's the Tag League. And hopefully it will be better than the Super Junior Tag League because that wasn't very good. So we'll get into the update on that from Jeremy Finestone. And a bunch of other news as well. Some ratings from SmackDown. We've got AAA coming up with a bunch of WWE wrestlers on it. New Japan's Fantasticomania. Gail Kim going to GCW, believe it or not, and plenty more. I'm going to get on my game, and we'll be back in a moment with Lance, Wrestling Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here, and a lot to get into here today. During the break, I actually got some news, and that is regarding the speedball match with Shelton Benjamin last night. So if you watched the match, essentially what happened is they were doing this spot, and Shelton hit him with this big kick, and Speedball took this incredible bump, and Shelton covers him, and the ref counts 1, 2, and stops. And Speedball didn't kick out. He was just dead as a doornail. Fans started booing, and then Shelton lifted the guy up. They did like two more spots, and then he hit him with another kick, and this time the referee counted the pin. And so everybody was trying to figure out, well, what the heck happened? Whose fault was that? And as it turns out, everybody is fine. I don't want to say it wasn't anybody's fault, because obviously it's somebody's fault. But it's not as easy as it. So what essentially happened is the finish was going to be a super kick, okay? So Shelton ends up shooting him in or whatever, and he hits his kick. And Speedball just takes this incredible full flip bump, and it looks like he's dead. So Shelton decides, ain't going to get better than that. And so Shelton calls the audible, this is the finish, okay? Apparently the ref didn't hear him. And so the ref stops the count because that wasn't actually supposed to be the finish. So you could say it's the referee's fault. You could say it's Shelton's fault. You can't say it's Speedball's fault. He just laid there like he was supposed to. So, anyway, that's what happened. And then
miscommunication.
It was a miscommunication, and then when the referee stopped, they just went on and did the actual finish. But no, he did not get concussed by the kick or anything like that. It was nothing. There was no injury involved. It was just Shelton thought a move looked really cool and that they should just go to the finish right there. And the ref didn't hear him. So that's what happened in that match.
If you're close enough on time, I agree completely with Shelton. It's like,
and I think that's what it was. I think they had like 30 seconds left, maybe.
So if the next one's not going to look better, it's like, just stay down.
Yes, that's what happened. But the ref didn't know that he was going to stay down. And so that was what happened there. So this story is not good. This is just kind of came out yesterday. So A couple of arrests have been made on murder charges following WWE developmental wrestler Kevin Nichols' recent death. He wrestled as Knuckles Madsen, and this was a decade ago. This is not an NXT wrestler who you would have seen on television lately. His last NXT match was a live show on December 5, 2013. But earlier this year, Knuckles Madsen passed away, and 2 months later, several months later actually, two suspects have been arrested in connection with his death. On November 17th, U.S. Marshals Service arrested Michael Hogue and Amanda Penny. Michael Hogue has been charged with first-degree murder. Amanda Penny has been charged as an accomplice to first-degree murder. They face firearm-related charges. Nichols' mother, Susan Kinderman, offered some additional insight. We still don't know exactly what happened. He got shot. Detectives have been pretty close-lipped on that, which is good, but we'd still like to know exactly what happened, who did what. There was some kind of an argument. Maybe there was texting going back and forth. I think they enticed Kevin to meet up with them. I was told by the detectives there was some kind of altercation. Shots were fired, Kevin was killed, and that is all we really know. According to prosecutor Josh Robinson, an argument transpired between the three. And Nickel, who was the Knuckles Madsen, he was shot. He did manage to gain control of the firearm, sought assistance nearby, but passed away. And he indicated that to rescuers that Hogue had shot him and that he had disarmed him. But then he ended up passing away due to the injuries. So Hogan Penny's next court date, January 5th, 2026. And that's the update on that. So... Man, that's
a crazy story.
That is crazy. All the best to, of course, the family of Kevin Nichols. So WWE is doing a January 2026 tour of Europe. And they've now added another date, which is Tuesday, January 20th. And man, it's like one of those deals, you know, they... We've been talking so long about how they need more house shows. You know, you watch a Raw show and, you know, Becky's defending the title against Maxine, and it's just like Maxine's trying so hard, but she's had like 30 matches or whatever the number is. And they've gone from like no house shows to now it's swinging the complete other direction for the next 2 months because they've got their multi-show holiday tour, which is in December, which is a bunch of house shows. And then they've got a 2026 tour, which is also a ton of house shows. So everybody's going to get a lot of work over the next 2 months. And they're basically starting January 8th in Germany. And they're going to be working the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th. And then the Royal Rumble is in Riyadh. So it's all out of the country, and I mentioned a couple of days ago, you know, I was talking to, it was actually somebody in WWE of all places, and not AEW, but, you know, they were pointing out, we're like gone for this entire month. We're not in the country at all. Like, AEW could have the run of the place, like anywhere they want to run, and AEW then announces they're doing another residency in like Arlington, Texas or something like that for all of these shows. And they were just kind of surprised that AEW didn't take better advantage of the fact that WWE is not even going to be running anywhere. So that's going to be the house show tour. They've got the holiday tour as well. So everybody's going to be getting a lot of practice, which is good.
Although it's going to be interesting. I don't know if you ever worked full-time, Brian. I don't imagine you did.
I wouldn't say full-time.
But... there is a, when I first started, just working indies once a week or every couple weeks, and it's like you get a little bit sore after your match, and then you're fine for your next match. It's no big deal. But when I first went to Europe and worked full time, you get sorer every day for like about 2 to 3 weeks. And then we used to call it the body callus, where after 2 to 3 weeks, everything stopped hurting because you just got used to it. But there is that first couple weeks of wrestling every day where everything hurts more and more every single day for a couple of weeks before you get past that. And I found it the same the other way. I go 10 days without working when I was working full time. Then everything started hurting again. So it'll be interesting to see how everybody's feeling after going once a week to all of a sudden a string of shows.
Yeah, I never worked full time, obviously, but there was a period where I would do Friday and Saturday, and there would be two shows on Saturday. So Buddy and I would go down to, we would do like a show in Cloverdale Friday, and then we would go down to Oregon Saturday, and we would do an opener on one show, and it probably wouldn't be the main event, but later on another show. So I'd have three shows in 2 days, and I think it was valuable if for no other reason than, well, you know you have three shows in 2 days, so you got to figure out how to have the best match you can have and also not kill yourself. You've got to pace yourself better. You've got to work a little bit smarter. And I think that that's a valuable thing to learn. You know, if you show up in Leipzig, Germany on January 8th, and you know you've got to work until January 20th in Belgium, I mean, you don't want to put on a bad show, but you can't go out there and have like a total banger on the first night, and then you got another show in Berlin the next day. So I think it's kind of a valuable thing to learn how to work. How's that for a shocking statement here as we head to commercial?
Going
on
out
Wrestling
out of a limb.
Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Last thing here says, the internet's mad at me for my NXT report. Too bad. Get a life, geeks. Get your own podcast.
Not the first time.
Hey, listen. If you can't deal with criticism for your silly favorite wrestling show, you're going to have a rough time in life because you're going to be dealing with criticism your whole life about all sorts of things. The show sucked, okay? Deal with it. Like, there's been good shows, there have been bad shows. That wasn't a good one, and they got problems. So I'm going to tell you what's happening. I'm going to tell you my thoughts. If you don't like it, like, it's not hard to have a podcast, guys. Like, you get a mic, and then you just talk about whatever you want. Just do it. Tell me what was great about the show. Apparently, I'm supposed to read the comments on the where? Oh, the Observer F4W Twitter replies. I should do a segment every day where I go through what people have to say on...
Oh, God, don't.
...on Twitter. Just address it here.
No, don't.
Why?
Because then they will just say more and more outrageous things for the sake of attention.
Outrageous things. Don't even know. I don't even know where it is. Did someone put up like a clip of my review? I'll find it later. Send me the link, everybody. I'll address my critics.
At least I'll be over because I argued with you.
Not really. Just about one thing. I don't think it was about the whole show, right?
There was a lot of things I liked more than you.
All right. So, what else do we got here? All right. We're down to the semifinals of the women's AW Women's Tag Team Tournament. We've got Tony and Mina versus Megan Bain and Marina. And we've got Willow and Harley versus Julia and Sky Blue. And they've got a four-way tag match on Saturday, where the winners get to choose the match stipulation for their semifinal match. I don't like it.
Why is there a stipulation for a qualifying tournament for a tag title?
You want to know why? I'd be happy
Tony
to tell
likes
you.
Tony likes stipulations?
It's exactly the same reason that all these NXT geeks are mad at me because I thought the show sucked. Tony doesn't want the criticism of not enough women's matches on the pay-per-view, and so he's put a match together. And it involves four female tag teams, and you can't just put a match together. There has to be a reason. And so, therefore, the reason is the tournament, you know, the winners of this match get to pick a stipulation match for a semifinal match in a tag team title tournament. That's
just
why.
Do the match without the stipulation. Just say it's a chance for all four women that'll be in the semifinals.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Give them a chance
there
to see who they will face in the finals.
I do think it's silly that in the middle of a tag team tournament, we have to have a random stipulation match in one match in the semifinals.
Yeah, the other semifinals a regular match, but one of them is just a stipulation. Like, that's inconsistent and insane.
I think if Megan Bain and Marina win, the stipulation should be that the only way to win this match is to pin someone other than Megan Bain and Marina Shafir, who, of course, are in the match, and therefore they have to win. By the way, I'm actually going to defend AEW booking now, because you had a question via text I didn't answer, because I want to talk about it here. What was your question about the gauntlet?
Oh, it wasn't a question. It was, I speculated, why wouldn't
that's a question.
The Hurt Syndicate just flip a coin and one of them can take a dive, and the Hurt Syndicate are the new and first national champion. Why wait for other people to get involved and potentially have them lose? Just win and then give the other guy a title shot later.
This is an excellent question, because in theory, like, everyone, you know, everyone who doesn't think is just excited that Bobby Lashley and Shelton may have to wrestle each other. But if you think,
well, they don't may.
The
they
actual
are.
No.
They're
just
one and two.
Exactly, but they get in the ring, and Shelton lays down for Bobby, and Bobby's the national champion. There's no rule saying that they can't do that. It's a gauntlet match. They're the first two in the ring.
Well, that's what I'm suggesting.
Well, here's I'm going to defend this, okay, because there is a way to solve this problem, all right? So, per the rules of the gauntlet, the rules are that two people start, and a new person enters at a random interval chosen by Tony Khan, okay?
Oh, you're dumb.
So, no, I'm not dumb.
Yes, you are.
No.
You're missing the point.
No, I'm not.
Play in a second. Yep, go ahead.
So what happens is the first man comes out is Bobby Lashley. The second man comes out is Shelton Benjamin. And the moment they ring that bell, Tony just sends a third guy out to make sure this doesn't happen.
One of them can submit before the guy gets to the ring. You don't need a three count.
No, you got to put a hold on.
I quit, and it's over.
You can't quit like that. You got to put a hold on a guy.
Well, you could literally stand an inch away from each other. As soon as the bell rings, one guy touches him, and he says, I submit.
Well, they better get that third guy to the ring immediately. They got to get a sprinter as number three.
It's the logic flaw in all of these stupid tag matches where they try to pin their partner and someone makes the save before the three count. It's like, just tie up and say, I submit.
Yeah,
at any point in time in a multi-person match, you can just grab his hand, and he can go, I quit, and you don't have to try this pinning. And sorry. Sorry, Dom.
Add Lance to the list, Dom.
Don't have
every
to deal
time
with,
you guys do it, I look even better.
Don't have to deal with any of this stuff. The finger poke of doom stuff is dumb. Having people in this situation, I don't agree with. But I'm assuming they will. Wrestling will be cool because Shelton and Bobby are awesome. But
well, sure, but then it makes no sense because why didn't
there
why
is
you lay
a logic
the
flaw
other?
Of they could get a title in this Hurt Syndicate for sure without having to deal with any Gauntlet people.
Yes. All right. That cash, it'll go in the swear jar, Lance. All right. What else do we have here? There's a World Tag League going on, which is not the Super Junior Tag League, which was did not have rave reviews here. But Jeremy Finestone, speaking of strong styles, got the World Tag League Night 1 update. He says, after the fun first night of action in the A block, better than Super Junior Tag League already, he says. We got the first points on the board. Toriano and Bolton Oleg beat Desperado and Shuji Ishikawa after Yano rolled up both guys at once after a low blow. Excellent finish. And then Evil and Don Fale beat Yujiro and Chase Owens. Evil made Yujiro tap to the sharpshooter. This was a classic, if you want to use that term, House of Torture match. The gimmick was Chase Owens couldn't remember whose team he was on. Then we've got Taichi and Satoshi Kojima beating Goto and Yoshihashi. Taichi at Black Mephisto on Yoshihashi was a good match. And the main event was apparently excellent. Drilla Maloney and Shingo beat Gabe Kidd and Yoda Tsuji when Gabe and Drilla hit Kidd with a double made in Japan. So Yo did a sit-in at the beginning, demanding a never-open-weight six-man title match at Wrestle Kingdom. Possible way to get the gauntlet match back on Wrestle Kingdom, get a bunch of guys on the show. It's very important to get a bunch of people on the show, as we've learned. Corkin Hall sold out for this show and the night prior. The House of Torture Purge night, which apparently was the House of Torture show, apparently was so popular that the sold-out crowd demanded Evil come out for a curtain call at the end of the show. So apparently this was much more successful than that NWO pay-per-view, which was a calamity. Wrestle Kingdom tickets in the now open outfield. They've opened up the outfield for the Tokyo Dome because they sold out. And so now the outfield is opening up. Those are going to go on sale in 10 days, November 30th. And then we've got Fantasticomania with CMLL. They announced that for February 18th through 27th with Mystico, Mascara Dorada, Teton, Atlantis, Atlantis Jr., Templario, Stigma, Ultimo, Guerrero, Hechicero, Averno, Soberano Jr., Okamura, and Magnus. And also debuting in Japan from CMLL, Futuro, Valiente Jr., and Iho de Stuka Jr. So that is your New Japan update. Thanks to Jeremy for that. And apparently the World Tag League off to a much better start than that Super Junior Tag League. SmackDown was up a little bit. 0.27 in 18-49. That's the best the show has done since October 24th. Second for the night on cable. At this point, you know, when you're looking at, because of everything that's changed with the ratings, at this point, really what you need to look at is where are these shows finishing? Because it doesn't really matter at the end of the day what SmackDown, Collision, Dynamite do. If they're regularly finishing in the top five, things are good. If they're dropping out of the top five, dropping out of the top 10, that's not good. You know, as Dave was talking about on Observer Radio today, these Collision numbers, 219,000 and a 0.03, sucks. Number's terrible. And for the amount they're paying AEW, that's kind of a disaster, actually. And for Dynamite, I mean, you know, Big Bang Theory, I think it is doing much better than Dynamite at this point. And, you know, when you've got a old rerun that is doing better than first-run live programming, also not good. So you kind of got to see where everything is finishing in the top 10 to determine how things are doing. This Collision viewership, second lowest since September 20th. The 18 to 49 is down 50%, tying the lowest number the show has ever done. So not good for Collision.
Is Collision on HBO Max as well, or just Dynamite?
They're both on HBO Max.
Okay.
But we have no idea what that, like, what does that mean?
Means
we don't know.
The number is slightly higher, but who knows?
Yes. All right, back in a moment, we'll talk about this this long Dynamite show, Wrestling Observer Live.
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Blue sky. Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Oh. Ah! Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Lance Storm. Oh, here's the commentary. The chase. The people are angry that I'm talking about how they don't put the title on any title. Any win at all on Javon. This guy goes, the chase is always more exciting than the actual title reign. Is that right? That's actually not right. It says longtime wrestling fans should already know this. There are many title reigns that are significantly better than the chase.
Hogan, Bruno.
Cody. I mean, we could go on and on.
Well, Cody's chase was really good.
This guy goes, the guys who hate everything WWE and love everything AEW didn't like something in WWE, I'm shocked. So that guy's not a listener. I hate everything in WWE and love everything in AEW. Maybe listen to one show, brother. This person says, Javon was in AEW, he'd already have a title. Well, he would by process of elimination. I mean, everyone's had a title. So I don't really take issue with how they're handling Javon, but the Tatum loss was just bad. Oh, well, see, there's another one. First says the show was good. No, it wasn't. Javon's moveset won't let him last 5 years. Oh, is that right? Yeah, tell that to AJ Styles. Let's see. Talking crap for the sake of it. NXT was so awesome, and he puts fire next to it. He puts a fire emoji. Yeah.
Hey. It's subjective. People like different things.
Yeah, he put a fire emoji. Thought that was kind of hot. All right. Well, anyway, I don't care. So let's talk about Dynamite here. Dynamite, good show for 2 hours, and then it just got too long, like usual. So, yes, Lashley and Ricochet was like almost a squash. Lashley killed him in like 2 minutes. There was like 5 minute match, 3 minutes was talking, and then he killed him in a 2 minute match. And so at this point, either, you know, I don't think Lashley's winning the national title because I don't think he's going to like GCW to defend it. But I do think that they're probably setting him up for a world title shot against Hangman, probably coming up pretty soon. He's just too dominant. Then we had Joe and Shibata promo for later. Young Bucks interview where Don Callis is telling him, go out and be great tonight, and then we will tell the world that you are joining the Don Callis family. They do not like this idea.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
They're very quiet. Then we had the Young Bucks and Alexander versus Top Flight and Scorpio Sky. So Bucks and Alexander. Alexander's in the Don Callis family. And they're having issues the entire match. Alexander, he's stealing hot tags. He stole the finish from them after they hit their move. Bucks worked as total babyfaces in this match. And then Don tries to get them to join the family, and they won't give an answer. And finally, he threatens them. He basically says, I don't want what happened to Kenny Omega to happen to you guys. And so Kenny's music hits. He runs down, and he's killing Josh Alexander. So the Bucks, they don't attack Kenny, but they just kind of pull him off. Kenny starts yelling at him, and this allows Alexander to chop block him, put him in the ankle lock, and the Bucks end up, you know, they're all conflicted, and Don tells him, hit him with that BTE trigger. And so they're kind of hesitantly setting him up, and out come Jack Perry and Luchasaurus to make the save. And by the way, Jack had a snow shovel, Luchasaurus had a vacuum cleaner.
What?
Yeah, that's how they ran him off. And then Josh ends up hugging the Bucks outside, who do not hug him back. And so I kind of like, it's one of those stories where, you know, we think we know what's going on with the Bucks, but we don't. We think they don't want to join the Don Callis family. We think that they kind of are feeling sympathy for Kenny Omega, but we don't actually know. And you could really go either way, and it would work out. So they've got a tag match, a six-man coming up on Saturday, where we'll find out more of this story. I thought this was a good angle. Very simple. Then we had Shelton Speedball. We talked about the finish of this match. What we didn't talk about is this MVP, man. Like, he's a great talker, but oh my God, he buried Speedball 6 feet under this entire match. All he did was talk about how much he sucked. It's like, not, hey, you know, this guy is good at taekwondo. It was just like, Taekwondo black belt's never going to beat an All-American. His armbar sucks. That armbar's never going to work. He's like Gorilla Monsoon. Brian Danielson, who also trains, you know, he's like, how about that armbar? That one's better. MVP's like, nah. Sucks. So he's just burying him and burying him and burying him and burying him. And Shelton's beating him and beating him and beating him and beating him. And I'm like, okay, I guess Speedball's getting a win. Because Shelton will do a job, you know? He's not... And then Shelton beats him. I was like, wow. Sucks to be Mike Bailey. That poor guy. Buried 6 feet under on commentary and beaten in the middle of the ring. Can't have a worse day than this poor guy had. And they screwed up the finish.
That was one thing Jim Ross was always great at. Because speaking from experience, is like he would always manage to bury me because I was a heel with my personality and putting over how much of a despicable human being I was, but he always got in the positives and gave me credibility. And it's fine.
Oh, there were no
balance.
Positives for Speedball. None. Well, not even he's a handsome young man. He was just buried. Commentary. To the point where the other commentators are trying to find some way. They're like begging MVP to say one nice thing about this guy, and he just buries him. Then the guy loses. Moxley and Claudio versus Zorge and Roderick Strong. So, you know, the best thing about this Moxley thing is now anytime anybody puts him in a submission hold, the frickin' place goes wild. Roderick Strong puts him in a stronghold, and this crowd starts screaming like they think John Moxley's going to quit. Eddie, of course, gets saved. And then finally, Claudio hits Orange with a pop-up uppercut. Moxley puts him in the bulldog headlock, wins. And then Kyle O'Reilly comes out. He puts Moxley in the ankle lock. Moxley's furiously tapping. His buddies try to break it up, but conglomeration, you know, gets him out of there. Moxley's suffering. And finally, the heels pull him to safely. Moxley can't even walk, can't put weight on his foot, selling it like crazy. And then Kyle demands a no-holds-barred fight at Full Gear. And the fans are chanting, you tapped out. They're going nuts for this. It's like, I presume, like, I think Kyle should beat him. Like, are we going with Kyle or not? I mean, you shouldn't have a meaningless submission win over John Moxley in blood and guts just to give Moxley his win back. But even if Moxley does win, I mean, it's actually pretty incredible to see how over this feud is with this crowd. They are so into Kyle versus John Moxley. Kyle O'Reilly, the guy that does, like, conglomeration goofiness backstage, and you couldn't even take him seriously, like, a month ago. Now, it's like, they see him as a big deal. So that's good. Then we add Tony and Mina versus Alex Windsor and Riho, quarterfinal match for the women's tag title tournament. This is where, all of a sudden, this crowd just, they got tired. I mean, they were going wild for the previous match. And then this match starts, and they're just kind of watching it. And there would be a spot they'd pop for, and then they'd get quiet. Then there was a spot they'd pop for, and then they'd get quiet. They were not really all that into the match. And Tony ended up hitting Alex with Storm Zero and got the pin. They move on in the tournament. Then we had kind of a weird segment. Kyle Fletcher and Mark Briscoe do a face-to-face, which I feel like we've seen on four shows so far. And they've agreed to no physicality. So Mark cuts his big promo, but I was going to win. And then he gets jumped by Hechicero and Okada, because they're not part of the no physicality clause. It was just Kyle and Mark. And they beat him down. And then Don says, we're going to make your kids orphans. And I was like,
that's a bit much.
Well, it is, because the stipulation, for those of you that don't remember, Mark wanted another match with Kyle. Don Callis keeps going, no, it's not going to happen. Kyle wants the match. And so finally Don says, you know what? I'll do it, but you gotta offer me something, Mark. And Mark offered to put his career on the line. But then Don said, no, I like you as a wrestler. And what I would really like is if you join the Don Callis family. So that's the stip. If Mark wins, he wins the title. If he loses, he joins the Don Callis family. So it was very odd that on this show, Don threatens to make his kids orphans. They're going to kill him. So that was kind of weird.
Technically, he'd have to kill Mom too, right?
I guess that's true, yeah.
That's a bit much.
That is actually a bit much. I would agree. Pac did a promo with the Darby Allin match. The storyline is Pac wants legitimate competition. Nobody at ringside. No gimmicks, no tables, tasers, whatever. I want a wrestling match. Because, he says, there is no way that someone like you can compete on the same level as an incredible athlete like me. So they're having a wrestling match. We had Shabbat and Hangman, which also didn't have much heat. And I think the problem is no one thinks Shabbat has beaten the world champion. And they had a long match. And it just kept going and going, and the crowd's dead. And finally, Hangman hits the buckshot and gets the pin. And then he takes the mic afterwards, and he threatens to take out Samoa Joe in the cage match at Full Gear. We had Megan Bain and Marina Shafir versus Ty J in another tournament match, and man, the crowd was dead for this match. And wasn't all that good. It was kind of below the AW women's standards at this point. No heat. And ended up with Marina submitting Anna Jay. So they move on in the tournament. And also to the four-way at the pay-per-view. One of the best things on the show was the Bang Bang Gang hyping up the $200,000 tag match on the pre-show. You got to watch this just to see, like, Juice Robinson came back. And he did a promo about how he just wanted to be a serious main eventer or whatever. And, like, he shaved his beard and he cut his hair and he was just normal. And, like, nobody cared. And I think he very quickly figured this out because he is out of his mind in this promo. And it is incredible. So he's going to get himself over being insane.
He's a straight-up wacky dude for real.
Oh, yeah. And he was all in here. Then we had Masquerade Okada. This match was, it had its moments, and it had its moments the opposite way. The top rope was all loose. Dorada is, like, botching spots left and right. Okada is also, like, he's not there for him as a base the way he should be. But, I mean, every time they did something really awesome, the place went nuts. And finally, at the end, Okada is on the top rope. Dorada goes for a top rope Frankensteiner. And Okada powerbombs him from the tippy-top, and he freaking almost killed this guy. Every announcer freaked out, including Don Callis. They all thought this guy was dead. But he got up, and then Okada hit the Rainmaker. And so at the pay-per-view, it is, I guess it'll now be Dorada defending the CMLL Trios titles with Mystico and Neon versus Okada, Hechicero, and Takeshita. And Okada does not want to team with Takeshita. So
we've got a third set of Trios titles?
Yep, another set of belts. Talk about the main event after the break, Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Main event of the show was Mercedes and Red Velvet in the unification match for the Ring of Honor Women's Television title. And Mercedes won, obviously. And this was Red Velvet's first match back since suffering an injury. And they just threw her out in a long main event. And she was not ready to go out for a long main event. It was rough. Mercedes ended up getting the win. And then she attacked Statlander and put her in the bank statement afterwards. So show was just too long. You know, 3 hours is too long for anybody. Not just AEW. And you could see it from the crowd. It's not just me. This crowd was dead after the first 2 hours. So anyway, yeah.
11 o'clock is late for a Wednesday.
11 o'clock. And it was actually, even though it was a three-hour show, they still had an overrun. They went like 3 hours and 10 minutes. Like, oh my God. You didn't have enough time in 3 hours to get the show done? No, we'd have an overrun. But anyway, we'll talk about the card tomorrow for the Full Gear show. Full Gear is going to be Dave and Garrett on Saturday night. I will be up on Sunday night with Vinny to recap the show. I actually will not be home Saturday. Tom and I are going to be at Pinnacle 2 in Spokane, Washington, Northern Quest Resort and Casino. It's their biggest show ever. They've apparently shattered all of their previous records. And there's a ton of people on the show, including... Yes, straight off Monday Night Raw, Dolph Ziggler is going to be on the show.
Well, Nick Nemeth will be.
Nick Nemeth is on the show, that's right. Carlito is on the show, and just a ton of names. I tweeted it out here if you want to hit up there and check it out. Pinnacle 2, November 22nd, Northern Quest Resort and Casino in Spokane. It's going to be a lot of fun. Come say hi to Tom and I, and we're going to wrap it up for today. That's it. I'll be back later on tonight, AWNXT with Vinny. Be ready for an hour and a half of fury. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.